Am I the Jerk?
You want to start it out?
Oh, yes. Okay, so.
Flying yeah, you are a big jerk.
Into LAX last Saturday, and I got the rental car for us, so I had to get on the shuttle that takes you to the rental car lot, which is not right by the airport. Feels like it takes you like a 45-minute process.
No, it's a long one, man.
So I am on the shuttle, and I got picked up at Terminal 1, and it stops at every single terminal. So people are getting on, people are getting off. And I had gotten on early enough to where I was sitting down. Well, as we get to like Terminal 3 or 4, I mean, that thing's getting packed. And so I saw a couple of ladies get on, and I was like, you know, I'll stand up. And so I offered one of the ladies, I was like, did you want to sit down? And when she looks at me, and I kid you not, this little dude... Yep. In the time it took for me to get up and ask her and her to look at me and acknowledge my question, this little dude just went and sat right where I was sitting. And then she looks at where I was sitting, and then she looks back at me, and I go, I just shrugged. I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
My damn arm hurts.
Now, you know, I'm a normally, naturally mild-mannered dude that won't say anything to avoid conflict. That's probably the only time I would say something. Because I offer my seat for any female that's standing up all the time.
Yeah.
And even if they refuse, I'll say, you know what? My mom would be real upset if I didn't offer you the seat. And I'll just get up. And then normally, they'll sit down if you just stand up. But if a dude would have taken that seat when I offered it for her, I would have said, well, I offered that seat to her. So... She needs to sit there. I would have said that's probably the only.
Man, I thought about. Of course, the guy wouldn't look at me, you know. And I don't even know if it crossed his mind. Like he was just talking to his little group that he was with, and I don't know. Maybe if it had been a different scenario, I might have said something. But I don't know that he would have understood me very well.
Oh,
because they were speaking a different.
About?
They were speaking a different language to each other. So I don't know if it was. I don't know if he would know what I was trying to communicate.
Were there females in the group he was talking to? And he
no.
said, oh, just like just a group of dudes.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Like four. I think they looked like, I would assume they were here for business purposes.
Okay.
It kind of looked like that, but I don't know.
Dude, that is the biggest jerk move ever.
Yeah,
and I
thought
think
so.
That's the only time I may have tried to say something.
Man.
Like, seriously? Like, come on, man.
I offered
this seat to this female, and you should too.
Yeah.
What if it wasn't like a little dude and it was a big old Jack dude that just sat down as you were trying to offer your seat?
Wouldn't have bothered me a bit to say, come on, man.
Yeah, I just thought, I think I was so just like, wow, like just shocked, honestly, that would have happened. And I mean, how long does it take for you to get up, touch somebody on the shoulder, be like, excuse me, did you want to sit down?
And then the seat is taken off.
And then you turn around. And
like,
that guy.
What did you think you got up for? What did you got up to get something out of the bag or something?
I mean, dude.
Oh, that may be the biggest jerk move we've had since we started this segment.
I mean, it was special.
That's terrible.
It was special.
And it's something about that because I do offer at my seat every single time.
And I was glad because the woman that I was going to offer the seat to or whatever, she got off like two stops later, so she wouldn't have been sitting down long. But there was other women on there that easily could have taken the spot. What have you? I mean, it didn't have to be that guy.
What a jerk.
Man, I agree. 100% jerk.
Yeah, you are a big jerk.
All right. Hey, boys. It's a beautiful Saturday, and I'm minding my own business, cutting my grass, and I just watched a Muscle T backward Rangers hat 10 tats due with the Texas edition GMC Sierra spend 30 minutes trying to back a little 10-foot U-Haul trailer into his mom's driveway. He eventually quit, drove around the block, and just parked it perpendicular on the street. One, backing up a trailer, especially with an audience, can be one of the most stressful experiences on the planet. Two, I hate to say this, but if it had been a woman or a young guy, I would have offered to help. Three, my father-in-law would have immediately gone over to help this guy. Am I the jerk for watching this guy fail at this test of manhood? Am I the jerk for thinking you shouldn't wear a Muscle T if you can't back up a trailer?
Okay.
The last part might be a step too far.
I don't think he's a jerk. I don't think he's a jerk. I think I bet most of us would be surprised at how many people would struggle in that scenario.
Oh, I would definitely struggle. And I may think that you may be a jerk if you can do it and just watch me struggle and not even offer to help. I think it's a little bit of a jerk.
I don't know. I mean, is he supposed to walk over there and like, let me park your truck
for
you?
It's for your entertainment.
Yeah,
and I see you're being entertained.
Sure.
You know, if you have your popcorn popped and you're like sitting in your windowsill laughing maniacally as they're trying to do it, that's jerk behavior, but you have no obligation to help.
It's no obligation, but you see me struggling.
They also don't know that you know how to do it if you are the one watching either.
But that's the point of going over and saying, hey, I'll help you out. He just said his father-in-law would have helped out immediately.
But then what are you going to do with that 30 minutes of entertainment that you've lost?
Because he had on a muscle tee. He just decided, hey, man, he knows what he's doing. So he's just like bagging up himself.
Like somebody, I don't think I would ever go over to somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
And be like, excuse me, if you want, I can back that up for you. I wouldn't do that. Like, it's not my problem. You don't know how to do it.
Hop in your car.
That's interesting to me that people would come over and be like, hey, let me. I mean, like, what if somebody doesn't know how to parallel park and you see them struggling with it? Would you, whatever you're doing, walk over and be like, hey, if you want to get out of your car, I'll parallel park it for
you. Drive off.
Yeah. I mean, honking the horn, yeah, laughing.
I don't know, man. That's interesting.
Well, if it's in front of the house and you see me struggling, I would think.
I mean, I get. I would
appreciate the help, especially if I'm really struggling. Like parallel parking on the street, that's difficult just to say, hey, man, I'll parallel park it for you. I think that's a different ball game than you trying to back up a trailer in a neighborhood.
I think at minimum, maybe. He should have gone out and at least been out there trying to direct him, like which way he needs to turn the wheel, sort of deal.
That help, that would have been appreciated. Interesting.
Because anybody
less
can do that.
Behavior, but it would have been really nice if he would have walked over there and helped.
It would have been really nice, but you're not a jerk if you don't. You're not a jerk if you're just watching him.
Especially if that guy's wearing a muscle shirt and a backwards hat.
It's always majority rules. So you guys are saying he's not a jerk, right?
Not a jerk. You're a real jerk.
Not a jerk.
Okay. No, not a jerk.
Hi, Matt and Donnie. Today I went to use the bathroom in the lobby of our apartment. When I entered, I found what looked like a 9mm pistol just sitting there unattended on top of the toilet paper near the toilet. I first called security, and they said to report it to 911 to submit to evidence. I was careful not to touch it. After waiting 50 minutes for police to arrive, what I found out would be the owner showed up to claim it. I told him I am waiting for the police to arrive, but obviously I would not stop him from taking his gun back. He looked both embarrassed and nervous, but not at all a sketchy figure. He told me he did not live there, but didn't want to poop in his girlfriend's bathroom, so he must have accidentally left it overnight. He asked me to call and cancel the 911 call, and I refused and let him know I was still going to report it, and I had his license plate number and photos of the gun as well. Police never arrived after an hour, so I left his name, vehicle info, and gun info to Dallas police. Am I the jerk for involving the police and not canceling the report when the owner retrieved his gun? There are kids that live in our apartment, and I wanted this guy reported because of the sheer negligence of leaving his pistol in a communal space overnight.
Man, this is interesting.
So did he just, like, need to go number two, and the, like, holster was kind of messing up, pulling his pants down, so, oh, I'll just put the gun on the back of the toilet?
I don't think
I mean,
she's
if you
a
have
jerk.
One on you, if you have a pistol on you and you don't want to go number two, and we've all been in that position where you don't, you, maybe it's a new relationship, whatever.
Yeah.
And you don't need her to know you like that. So you go somewhere else to go do the damage.
Yeah.
And I guess if he's holding it, he sits down and he puts it on top of the, what you call it, does his business and just forgets that it's there. And he goes back like, oh, crap. I left my gun down there. It feels like an innocent mistake.
It does, like, but I also
it's
understand.
Also a gun.
Yeah, from the parent perspective, like what she's talking
it's
about.
It's a communal space. Anyone could have found
you,
it.
You,
right.
If you're going to carry, which is, of course, more than your right to do so, and you've got the proper licensing for it and all that type of thing, it's also your responsibility to take care of that.
Exactly.
There are just a few things in this world, in this life, that you're just not allowed to make mistakes with, and guns are one of them.
Yeah, and then the fact that they're doing the exact right thing to say, all right, I've got to report this.
Yeah.
It's got to make sure to go through the proper channels, but then when they come back, and I think his thought is, do I just cancel everything out because the owner came down and told you exactly what happened, and you just go, but they left the information with the police.
I didn't know you could cancel a police call either.
Right, and I think, and then the police didn't even show up, so what do?
I guess that's all he could do.
The owner comes down to get it. I'm not going to say, halt, you can't take this because it's yours.
Right.
But you do have to be careful, and I think giving the information to police is not
jerky
behavior.
It, fortunately, in this instance, nothing happened and everything turned out okay. But right. to their point, I mean, that you're asking for somebody to go in there, accidents happen, whatever. Now you have some gun registered to somebody else. You can't be leaving your gun laying around in public spots, man.
No, I do understand,
especially
though,
there.
You just can't go bad bathroom anywhere. But I think at that
one particular
time, I would have to sacrifice and like, look, don't judge me. We all do this.
Or why didn't he just leave the gun at her place and then walk out?
Well,
and
maybe,
go.
You know, he's...
He's in a public restroom. He's trying to protect himself.
Well, no. If you have it, again, if you have it on you and you're just at the girlfriend's house or whatever, and you say, hey, I'll be right back, you're not going to take everything off, put it down, and then walk to the bathroom. Yeah. You just get up and go. And then you realize that you have it on you. Like, okay, well.
You know what? What if he's like Donovan and he gets naked to go number two and then he just put his gun down first and then stacked all of his clothes on top of that?
Well, he's not going to do that in a communal space.
Well, yeah. Plus, everyone knows gun goes on top of clothes.
You would think so, but it's a weird thing to just leave after dropping hell in a toilet, a public toilet.
Well, a lot of things going on around there, man.
There's no doubt.
A lot of things happen. It's a lot of moving parts.
That's what happens to you.
Yeah. And then sometimes you forget your phone. Sometimes your wallet may fall out of your pocket. And sometimes you may leave your gun. You shoot off out your butt, then you
Is that how you let everybody know you're done? Pow, pow!
Like, man, I heard multiple gunshots. Nope.
Just one.
Just my butt.
You're like, no, it was a gunshot and then an explosion. I had some heavy warfare going on in there.
A lot of Tex-Mex for lunch today.
This sounded like an AR-15 in there. Jesus.
Man. I don't know what to tell you, man.
What type of gun are you packing?
Just a 9mm. Oh, that thing you heard? No, that was totally different.
Yeah, no, that was not.
Sounded like a pellet gun.
All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. If you have any submissions...
Man.
Am I the Jerk 1310.
Both very interesting scenarios
today. Yeah, your scenario was just the
ultimate. Yeah, mine was.
That's top notch.
Mine was hands down. I think everybody agrees that guy was a jerk.
Right. I think you may be a jerk for not admonishing him.
Man.
And not saying, hey, man.
You're a real jerk.
You're right.
No, that's not jerkish behavior.
I need to take some classes and learn how to communicate
better. I can't see you guys fighting on a full shuttle
with your broken arm.
Yeah, because my arm was wrapped. I had to have my arm wrapped all last weekend, so I had my arm in like this big old wrap thing that I was wearing around
just
for a couple
nowhere
of days.
To go. Just
I got like one arm like, do it, rip.
Maybe that's a new sport.
His friend just like
fighting on a full shuttle to see who wins, who comes out on top.
Golly, that'd be
an Olympic sport.
Yeah, that'd be tough to do.